Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Locked and loaded for a second hour, fighting the info war, the Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network. 5 days a week, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. I'm Jack Blood, my show airing 2 to 4, Monday through Friday, Central Time. And also with me, the one and only Erskine from Erskine Overnight. Erskine, great to have you with me here. Always fun to ride with you in the Alex Jones Hot Rod.
Always a joy, and happy to be here on Alex's program. And I want to thank Alex for allowing us this honor.
Absolutely, and of course, Alex will be back. I know people have really missed him, but good chance to hear all those great rebroadcasts this week, and obviously an honor for myself and for Erskine to be here with you this Friday. Open lines throughout the entire program. Alex, again, will be back this coming Monday, and we'll all be waiting with bated breath for that. Open lines today, as we say, so we're going to go back to the phones. We're going to cover a lot of news today, but anything you want to bring to the table, it's your dime. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Mark in Missouri. Mark, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, Jack.
Yeah, Mark, are you the Mark from Missouri whose event we just plugged in the last hour?
That is correct.
Okay, anything else we need to know about that?
You did a great job there, except you said St. Louis, and it's in Springfield in southwest Missouri.
So even if you're in St. Louis, you'll have to drive there. And you better hurry and get tickets, because I assume the tickets are going to go fast, Mark.
You bet, and they ought to get them in advance, and we appreciate you did a great job on announcing that.
If you're listening over in Joplin, or if you're in Carthage or any of those areas, or down around Branson, get on up to Springfield and watch the videos, because this is information you've got to have.
Yeah, good chance to bring your friends. You know, I've seen a lot of younger people coming out to these too, so this is a good chance to get together with like-minded individuals, and hopefully you guys will even make some type of a deal with Infowars.com, with Alex Jones, to sell some of the videos there as well, so that people can pick those up. I know you can get a deal on a quantity of those. Why don't you get out the email address for those who weren't tuned in for the first hour again, Mark, so people can go see this movie.
Okay, that'd be great. And I got a couple other...
Absolutely. Give out that email, and then we'll let you rock and roll on your news.
All right. Anybody wants to purchase their tickets online using a credit card or whatever method, they can go to just tickets.home.mchsi.com. Again, that's tickets.home.mchsi.com. And just click on the show that they want to see, the big screen showing they want to see. That'll take them to a cart page, and click on the cart, and that'll take them right into a PayPal thing where they can purchase their tickets online.
There you go, Mark.
And that's that simple. If anybody has
People should be doing this all over the country, too, so you guys are leading by example here. Well, now, what's on your mind for today?
Well, a couple of things. In the Sunday paper here this last Sunday in Springfield, there was an article where Bush went biking for 17 miles with
Lance Armstrong.
With Lance Armstrong for about 2 hours on his ranch down there in Crawford, and presented him with a red, white, and blue T-shirt emblazoned Tour de Crawford, and yet he doesn't have a few minutes or the guts to go out and speak to somebody who's given the life of their son over in Iraq. I thought that was quite something.
It's time for the photo op and time for the bike rides, the daily bike rides, not time to actually meet with the people whose children he is killing with this lie and this war. France versus Lance also now in the news. Lance Armstrong says there's a conspiracy against him.
Yes, but of course that conspiracy, I'm sure, is more important to Mr. Bush than the life of Cindy's son.
Bush likes to hang out with people who do steroids and use performance-enhancing drugs, who cheat their way into halls of fame. And I think Lance Armstrong, it could be said, is one of those. Certainly the baseball player now that's in the news, one of Bush's best friends. In fact, Bush actually came out on his behalf. Turned out Bush was misled, just like the weapons of mass destruction, certainly. Very much the same thing. Bush can't trust any intelligence these days. Mark in Missouri, you're welcome to hang over. We'll go to Joe in Arkansas, Rita in Chicago, Rodney in Texas, the Alex Jones Show on Genesis Communications Radio Network. Stay tuned.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind. That's one of the first things that I recognized. If we can't even, if we're not even allowed to think our own thoughts. Of course, we now have the thought control police assembling. The definition now of insanity, certainly is somebody who opposes their government, somebody who believes in conspiracies. Now, there's never been a conspiracy ever in the history of the world. We're classified as insane by people like Bill Frist and others who want to drug us into submission. Of course, take a Soma, everything will be okay. But it is a war on for your mind. And when you can't evolve as a spiritual being, when you can't try to obtain higher consciousness, when you can't think for yourself and you can't educate your own family rather than handing them over to the indoctrination of the social systems, man, there's a big, big problem. So that should be number one on our agenda, is to protect our minds, to be able to think for ourselves. And one of the things I'm proud about this network, Genesis Communications, about this radio show, the Alex Jones Show, my radio show, Deadline Live, Erskine's radio show as well, is that we do implore you to think for yourselves. We don't tell you, this is what it is, this is the truth, don't listen to anyone else. Whoever's against us, they should be assassinated. No, what we say is, take this information, go, you know, now that you've got the thread, go do some more research for yourself. Use your own discerning, and that's what I think separates us from the mainstream media that is constantly trying to indoctrinate us. I think you'd agree with that, Erskine.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to think for yourself, and that's exactly what all the programs here do. We just ask you to think, and does it make sense? And we're not pushing conspiracy. The conspiracies are being pushed by the mainstream media.
That's exactly right. And, you know, when we get to a point where we're not even allowed to think anymore, it gets very, very dangerous. And we certainly see that that is the control grid going up now. In fact, there has been entire congressional testimonies by people like Jose Delgado and others that say it's very dangerous to let the people think for themselves. In fact, it's insane to let people think for themselves, because what they will do is see right through how you are taking away their freedoms. And freedom of the mind is the most important thing. Mark from Missouri was holding over, and we'll let you finish up, Mark.
Thank you, Jack. Just real quick here, I received an email last night on the previous caller. You were talking about the Christian right and so forth, and I got a hold of an email that was sent out last night that there's going to be some sort of a support our troops prayer vigil and rally and support the Bush agenda and so forth in Crawford, Texas,
yep,
tomorrow.
Yeah, big neocon talk show host has taken a train, a caravan across the country, gathering support, appearing on big shows like MSNBC and Fox News, and he's bringing all of his people out there, and the you-know-what is going to hit the fan tomorrow. And I'm actually going to announce on the program today, Mark, we're going up and having a caravan of our own here from Austin, Texas, and we'll be joining the fray tomorrow, Saturday, in Crawford, Texas, in support of Cindy Sheehan. But you're exactly right. They're scared. That's why they're doing that.
I would suggest anybody that's listening to this and is able to join with you and do that, because they're sending this out and saying in the email, "You don't speak for me, Cindy. Tour will arrive in Crawford early on Saturday." So
I don't think Cindy wants to speak for any of us, and I firmly believe that. I'm sure, Erskine, you'd agree with that as well. I mean, she's just out speaking her own mind, and if we agree with her, that's fine, but I don't think she's telling us what to think or what to believe.
Well, and it makes me ask the question, all these people that are going to show up there against what she's doing, just trying to speak to the president, you know, how much have they paid? What have they lost? What have they given? What price have they paid?
Yeah, they lost some paint on their bumper from running over all the crosses up there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, or
incredible.
Or from that bumper sticker, "I voted for Bush."
Yeah. Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, man, and I'm glad you're out there getting some things done and taking matters into your own hands, being an example and a leader in your community. I wish everybody would do that. Let me give out this information real quick while we got it, folks. That will be Saturday morning at Serrano's Cafe and Cantina in Lincoln Village Shopping Center. The address is 6406 North IH-35, but it's the Serrano's at Lincoln Village. That's all you need to remember, and you can look that up. We'll be meeting there, just a whole bunch of us, TV show hosts, a radio host, everyday people, leaders in their community. We'll all be meeting there to have a mass caravan up to Crawford between 10:30 and 11 a.m. tomorrow on Saturday. Serrano's Cafe and Cantina, that's where True Seekers has often held their events here in Austin, Texas. Lincoln Village Shopping Center, again, between 10:30 and 11 tomorrow. I hope to see everybody there. We'll be leaving at about 11 o'clock, caravanning up to Crawford, staying up there most of the day, and I hope we can accomplish something up there. And I plan to have a little meeting with Cindy Sheehan myself and hand her some, I think, pertinent information while she has this great platform. So let's get everybody out to join us there. Also, tonight, if you want to meet me, you've never had a chance to meet with us before. We have a monthly meeting, and I wanted to announce that you can also go to that in Austin, Texas, tonight at Opal Divines on 6th Street, West 6th Street in Austin, Texas, 8 o'clock tonight. A lot of our listeners will be meeting down there, as they do every month, and I'd like to see everybody come down for that and love to shake your hand, love to meet you. I think that that would be great. You know, this is what we need to do, Erskine, and I wish we could do this all over the country. I like to think that we here in Austin, Texas are kind of a model for what people can accomplish if they put their minds to it.
Absolutely. That sounds terrific. I think that caravan over to Crawford is going to be extraordinarily interesting. Expect that some of the neocons, when they come out, are not going to be too friendly, because they're not happy with what's been going on. Too much spotlight on what's been going on.
All wear your Tyranny Response Team T-shirts up there. I think that would be fantastic. We can look like we're somewhat organized. I think I'm going to wear mine. Joe in Arkansas, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, thank you, Jack. Yeah, for anybody around the country that can't make it to Crawford, Texas tomorrow, but still would like to give their opinion to the president, they might consider calling the White House comment line, which is 202-456-1111. I guess you would have to call today, because I don't think they're open on Saturday. But that's one way. That's
I think that would also be helpful. I mean, you can organize your own vigils, your own protest in your own towns and cities. In fact, a lot of people are going to Ground Zero in Washington, D.C. on 9/11. I think a good idea. I know it's short notice now, but it's still time to organize an event in your town and your city to get people the truth about what really happened on 9/11. So there's a lot of things we can do, Joe.
Yeah, and speaking of organizing events in your city, if you don't mind, I'd like to plug another public showing of Beyond Treason that we're doing here in Fayetteville, Arkansas on the 24th of September.
Go right ahead.
And it's going to be from at the Fayetteville Public Library. That's at Mountain and Center Street, downtown Fayetteville. And it's going to be from 9 a.m. until 4:45 p.m. What we're going to do is we're going to run the Beyond Treason video over and over and over starting from 9 a.m. So you can drop in any time after 9 a.m. and see it. And then Joyce and Dave are scheduled to come down here and be there in person to speak from 2 o'clock and answer questions from 2 o'clock until 4:45 in the afternoon.
And
if you're anywhere in the Fayetteville, Arkansas area, you're welcome to come to this. It's free, no admission charge.
Let me ask
you
a real quick question.
You can get that film,
calling the White House, isn't that just an absolute waste of time? I mean, what good does it do to call the White House? They simply don't care.
Hey, it's better than doing nothing, though, I have to agree. I mean, doing something rather than nothing, it's really no sweat off your behind.
Going down to Crawford, that's doing something. Contacting your congressman or your senator, that's doing something. I think talking to the president, calling up the White House, is just an absolute waste of time. It's too late.
I'll agree to disagree with you.
Is on to the president?
Pardon?
Do you think they don't pass the messages on to the president at all? That they just take them and then completely ignore them?
Well, I don't think it even matters. I don't think the president cares one way or another.
But what? Let me just, because I've had some experience with this, especially on a local level, and you know, maybe you make a good point, Erskine. But I'm thinking of people that don't have time to do anything else, or maybe they're just getting into this, and if they can throw in a quick phone call, you overload the phones. No, your message doesn't get to the president, folks. But if you overload those phones on a regular basis, showing lack of support for the president, lack of support for his illegal wars, I mean, that message is going to get through. Now, what's going to happen? Is he going to all of a sudden pull out of Iraq and start restoring the Constitution? No, he probably won't. But he will know that the heat's on, and, well, maybe that will bring the next nuclear attack, the next 9/11 here in the United States. But I think, again, Erskine, and I just agree to disagree with you here a little bit on this one, because if you have time to do something rather than nothing at all, I think that that's got to help in the end. I mean, just a little bit here and a little bit there by millions of people will help.
I think you have to act locally. I think you have to be in touch locally. They've had localities which have done away with the Patriot Act, said we won't follow this. They've had a lot of things happen locally, because then they get the message. When they see that the people are having some differences locally, then I think they get the message.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that should be your first line of defense, not just, you know, your state, but you literally your neighborhood, your community.
Absolutely.
I'd like to see people, you know, downloading flyers and putting them on the windshields of their neighbors' cars. I'd like to see them when they have an open Sunday going down to the big sporting event or the big local gathering and putting those flyers on the windshield of every car, 9/11 inside job, Infowars.com, JackBlood.com, what have you. And that doesn't really take a lot of work. And I'll tell you, Erskine, one thing I learned as we're defeating all this legislation down here, as we're rallying and defeating even some things on the federal level, it sure feels good. It just feels fantastic to get out there and know that you've been really part of the solution, if you excuse the term, and not part of the problem.
Like in Texas, they've had counties who have defeated the NAFTA highway. They don't want it going through. Situations like that where you can act locally to affect things nationally, because the national leaders, they don't care. You can write them as many letters as you want to. They are completely out of touch, as Mr. Bush has shown us time after time after time.
And it's actually, calling Congress is actually maybe even more beneficial, because those guys are scared, and you've got the midterm elections coming up here, Erskine, and I do believe this is a time to put some heat, to put their quote-unquote hooves to the fire. This is where they get a little bit nervous.
Right. Don't waste your time calling the president. It's a waste of time. Call your local congressman, your senator, especially your Congress critter, because your Congress critter is a lot closer to you than anybody else.
Call everybody. You know, in fact, yesterday on my radio program, Erskine, I interviewed a guy in Vermont. He's running for Congress as a Republican. His platform is, as a Republican, wants Bush and Cheney impeached. And we have some news about Dennis Hassert, who would be next in line, how he's been taking bribes from Turkey. We'll cover that on today's program. Take a quick break. Come back with more of your calls. The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
In that last segment, I made a mention of Dennis Hassert's Speaker of the House's improprieties. But he'd be the next in line if we were to somehow get Bush and Cheney out of the White House. Well, this just came up from a new article here. Campaign for a Cleaner Congress are reporting. Congressional records show blunt chiefs of staff and special assistant junketed by Turkish lobbying interests. Well, we know all about AIPAC and the Israeli lobbying services. They buy off and try to manipulate every politician that we have today, and you can look and view at all the reports on who the people who are in their pocket. Well, now it's being done by Turkey and other countries, certainly. Upcoming Vanity Fair article reports FBI wiretaps caught Turks bragging of bribes to House Speaker Dennis Hassert. And Campaign for Cleaner Congress today called on the number three leader in the U.S. House, Majority Whip Roy Blunt from Missouri, Republican, to address questions about his past and current chiefs of staff and his special assistant's involvement with junket sponsoring by a lobbying organization, the American Turkish Council, ATC. Yeah, if you can't beat them, join them. The council is the subject of a report in the September issue of Vanity Fair magazine, which hits newsstands in New York on Wednesday, that reveals wiretapped conversations translated by then-FBI employee, who else? Sybil Edmonds, recorded Turkish nationals describing efforts to bribe U.S. politicians, including House Speaker Dennis Hassert, Republican from Illinois. Maybe this is why they wanted to gag Sybil Edmonds. Of course, she also turned up the fact that we were working with terrorists, and we actually employed terrorists as translators. According to the wiretaps, thousands of dollars were repaid to Hassert's campaign funds in small checks, which under the FEC rules do not have to be itemized in public filings if they're under $200. You know, Erskine, do you remember when, and I'm not sticking up for Al Gore by any means, but do you remember when the Gore campaign had taken some campaign contributions from the Chinese, obviously some type of a payoff for the advanced information he was promising to give them, and the Republicans made quite a stink about that? Well, here we've got Hassert doing the same thing. He's just one of many.
It just doesn't quit, does it? I mean, they're it's like they're there with their hands out, just saying, grease my palm and I'll vote your way. And, I mean, this is selling out the American public. This, to me, is a treasonable act when you're taking money from a foreign country.
And not to mention
any
the,
foreign country.
Not to mention the blackmail to go along with the bribe for the improprieties that these politicians find themselves caught up in. You know, I think what's going to happen is, if we start impeaching people, we're going to get down all the way to our friend Ron Paul, who will end up being the only one left standing.
It's almost like watching the show where the guy cut everybody's head off, where there's only one standing, and the one standing would be Ron Paul. The rest of them would be gone. But if you're taking money from a foreign country, isn't there something that is absolutely a treasonable act?
It is. And if they prove this on Dennis Hassert, he'll have to step down. He'll be the Newt Gingrich of his era. Which, this happened to Newt Gingrich. Of course, Newt Gingrich, while he's preaching to us about morals, same thing with Bill Bennett, these guys are preaching to us about morals, and of course, they have none. Newt Gingrich, just remember, was having an affair and had a mistress on the side from his wife, ended up divorcing her and marrying his secretary, his mistress. Bill Bennett, who had written several books on a moral society, actually was such a gambling fiend, Erskine, that he had to have the slot machines put in his hotel suite. He couldn't even go down to the floor. He had to play right there in his hotel suite.
Absolutely. And he wrote this huge book on moral and virtue,
which we know is exactly the opposite coming from these people. And then Bush said the same thing. When they got in office, they were going to restore the White House to a moral authority. And what do we have now? Of course, nothing is moral. And they're palling around with Bill Clinton again. I mean, absolute hypocrisy, folks, as we know. 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. Also riding with us, the one and only Erskine from Erskine Overnight. Another great show here at Genesis Communications Radio Network. Rita from Chicago, you're on The Alex Jones Show.
Howdy, Jack. Hi, Erskine.
Hi, Rita. They're putting in a lot of new surveillance cameras in Chicago, aren't they?
Yeah, they sure are. Well, to see the mayor's son-in-law was selling heroin out of the city's water department, and then when they put him on the news, he goes, hey, heroin's heroin. So there you go. And then he cracks down on sparklers for the little people. Yeah, Chicago's a great city, isn't it?
It is, but you've got great hot dogs and you've got some wonderful pizza there. It's got a lot of good things about it.
My kind of town, as Frank Sinatra once said.
Well, see, the thing is, here's my point. I agree with you guys earlier. I was making pizza bread, and you said, yes, they're going to collapse under their own weight. They're going to turn on each other. These people are sick. And the thing is, we have to have our thought processes, like, you know, ridiculing these people, laughing at them, because they are going to fail. you know, the all these people that they're paying off to do these rotten things.
Let me hold you over, Rita. We've got to go to break. Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages with more of your calls on the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438. You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
There is a new world order. The global elite are taking over. We must stand up for our rights and stand against this treason.
Radio. I love that song. It's a new song written by Rich Lynch. Rich Lynch. Good job, Rich. I know he listens to this show. And I'd love to play the whole thing. Maybe I'll do that on my program today following the Alex Jones Show. Of course, I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. If you want to get a hold of that song, you can go to Kwevak, that's KWEEVAK.com, and look for Rich Lynch over there and get that out to as many people as possible. That's pretty good, Erskine. I think you did a good job with that.
He does. He does a wonderful job.
Let's put in a plug for Alex's new film. You know, I'm in this film, by the way. I have a small cameo. And
Co-starring Jack Blood.
Well, actually starring. Co-starring Alex Jones. because I'm so good in that 30 seconds that I'm on that I completely steal the entire film. But no, just kidding, folks. Obviously, a lot of really good people in this film. And you know, he really chronicled the experience that we had in the example of the police state being put forth at the convention in New York where George W. Lord Bush, actually Prince Bush, George Bush Jr., was crowned and coronated as our next ruler. But Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, it's Alex's best film. And that's saying a lot, Erskine, because he's got so many good films out there that are waking up so many people. You know, I had a group on, one of the organizers from that rave. They were having a rave over there in Utah, and they were raided by militarized police and some even say National Guard with M16s. They started beating up those kids. They had a permit to have a concert. It was more of a concert than a rave. And I was surprised. One of the questions I asked this young man was, you know, were you aware of this type of behavior? Were you aware that they were building this police state around you? And he had no idea of this. But now I think they have firsthand knowledge. I guess you don't know that there's a Gestapo till they kick down your door. Of course, Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State chronicles all of this and is a must-see for everybody. It's done in such a professional way. It's so slick that this is definitely going to wake people up. It's three films in one. He goes extensively into Bohemian Grove, I think probably better than ever. Our old friend John Buchanan is on there detailing in just minute detail the Bush connections to the Nazis and to Adolf Hitler. Of course, Michael Moore is exposed in this film, and it's got some of the newest, most updated information on 9/11 that you're going to find anywhere. It's Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, the newest film by Alex Jones. And let me tell you, folks, I mean, he's working on a new film already about the London bombings, and it would be very helpful if you could purchase this film today to help fund that effort. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or go to InfoWars.com.
Actually, Jack, it's three films in one, isn't it?
That's exactly right. No, I mean, it's hard. I can't even imagine. I can't even make a 20-minute documentary film. It's so hard. It takes so much time, so many people, so many resources. I can't imagine how he did this three-hour film, but there's certainly 3 hours of information to share with people on a daily basis, which is what he does on his radio show.
Well, he has information about, as we've been talking, most of the issues we're talking about. Bohemian Grove is in there. He's got issues on 9/11 in there. He's got issues on especially the 9/11, that Building 7. That's worth buying the video for right there.
Proves George W. Bush is a Satanist, not a Christian. Again, just amazing information, folks. I hope everybody gets this. If you haven't yet, I mean, what's an extra, you know, $19? Get the professional package, and then once you've got it, make copies, get them out to all of your neighbors, your family, your friends. Let the information stand on its own, and I think he does a great job representing us in this film, Martial Law 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Again, you can get that at InfoWars.com or simply call 888-253-3139. Operators are standing by. Order right now. Get a whole bunch of copies and get a discount and give them away as gifts. 888-253-3139. Back to the phones. We had Rita in Chicago who was basically saying the rats are fighting over cheese and we should encourage that.
Oh, absolutely. Hi, Jack. All right, well, here's the thing. You know, you guys laughed at Mayor Looney Tunes, but, you know, he's the same guy that went out there with a bulldozer and just annihilated Big Field, right, because he was afraid of terrorists?
That's right.
That's right. Well, see, the thing is, we're laughing at them, what we should be doing, Jack, just what they did to us. See, I used to listen to NPR before I started listening to Alex, and I heard all this stuff from the other side from them, and then when Alex said it, it kind of, like, meshes all together. This is what they were doing. So the thing is, what I think we need to destigmatize a certain mental illness that puts everyone at risk, especially children. Yeah. And that's megalomania.
Yeah.
And I have a little acronym for that. I call it the mentally exaggerated, grandiose, affluenzic, long-term obsessive disorder. And we get them treatment, and we take their drug away. Their drug is money, M-U-N-N-Y, when we call it a drug. And we need to confiscate that drug and give it to the victims. Okay? See, and then we start laughing at them and ridiculing them and humiliating them. This is cursing them, Jack.
It's a great call, lovely Rita in Chicago, because I have to agree with you. And here's part of the problem, is that most, not the listeners of this show, certainly, unless you're a new listener, but most of Americans believe that these people are all-powerful, there's nothing we can do, they've got us by the cojones, and we might as well just go ahead and lay down and go along with it and try to get our own piece of pie. And they floated that myth out there, Erskine, that you can't fight City Hall. What a bunch of bunk that is, because when I go show up to City Hall and there's two people there and I'm watching laws be affected, and I can see, you know, of course, when we were, you know, defending or repealing the Patriot Act around the country, we saw how these people laid down for us. So who is more powerful? We have the power, and we need to stop thinking about these people as untouchable, too powerful to move and to shake. And Rita, that's a great point.
Well, listen, they are not only not untouchable, but they're also scared. That's why Mr. Bush has proposed, and a matter of fact, he's gone through with, any country that accepts the International Court of Law in The Hague, we are cutting off all of our foreign aid to that country. Now, the
reason
for that
is
that he is afraid he'll be picked up, and members of the Bush administration are worried about it. Worldwide, there are very few places they can go. They are running scared, and when depending on what happens in this country, I'm looking for a major economic downturn. When that happens, there are very few places they're going to be able to hide, because people are going to be so upset.
Yeah.
It's falling apart on them even as we're speaking. Don't you think, Rita?
Erskine, I just wanted to say that Bush has flip-flopped on the issue of the international courts. He is now entertaining and will be joining the international court, according to the latest information. So he's a flip-flopper. Anything else, Rita?
Yeah. So the other thing is that, did you ever read Henry Lamb's article on regional governance?
Sure.
Okay, now how does
Governor Lamb is remarkable things.
Oh yes, he is,
saying.
Isn't he? I love him. But here's the question: is how do they get these idiots to go along with the program? What does it say in Henry Lamb's critique? It says that they use ridicule.
Absolutely, these people can't—they cannot take it if you laugh at them. That's the strongest form, and that's why I recommend all my friends watch Jon Stewart and The Daily Show.
Well, I have the perfect poster girl for this megalomaniac movement, and that would be Oprah. Now, remember when David Letterman made fun of her, how nuts she went? Remember that she couldn't get in the store. Well, what you do is, this is how the globalists do it. They get something very innocuous. We get something like Oprah. Oprah is mentally ill. She has $1 billion. Once you get $1 billion, it's my contention that you become spiritually and morally bankrupt and mentally ill. I mean,
well,
you're always worried about how you're going to, you don't want to lose it, and how you're going to invest it.
These are good points, Rita, but also we want to point out, I mean, when you're trying to communicate this message to people, this information, a lot of times it's not going to do you any good to start resorting to personal attacks, so I want to make sure people are careful.
You have a poster girl. You know, someone to start the profile.
No, I know what you're saying, but I wanted to clarify that for the audience,
right?
Because obviously if we start resorting to personal attacks, we're going to sound just like the Democrats and the Republicans, and this is what separates us, because we use actual real debates and real information.
Take donations to get them ongoing treatment. How's that? And a pill made for them. Just like they did to the kids and the pensioners and the people who lost their jobs to India. They have stress and anxiety, comrade.
Yeah.
Well,
these
Rita, you've got to feel really sorry for the wealthy and for the rich, because they reach a point where they go nuts, like Howard Hughes. Now, the fact
we
is, the richer they get, the nuttier they're going to get, and maybe the more power they get, the nuttier they get, and we're seeing that every day of the week when you've got a situation where you've got a war on terror and open border, and they're saying, we've got a war on terrorism, take your shoes off. Take my shoes off, close the border.
Yeah, I have a report coming out I'll read in the next 4 hours or so while I'm on the air, Erskine, and it details how Bush is cracking up and losing it, and they have to actually warn people when he's in a bad mood in the White House. So, Rita, you're exactly right, and obviously it has been working, because Bush is splitting at the seams. Great call, Rita, in Chicago. Thank you so much for calling to the Alex Jones Show. We got our friend here in Texas, Rodney. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for holding.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hi, Rodney. Good to hear from you.
Likewise, man. This is a great program. I like to hear you guys together. Dynamic duo.
Yes, Batman and Robin. I don't know which is which.
Here. Hey, speaking about open borders, and Jack, you mentioned a police state and how a lot of people are oblivious to the police state being incrementally installed around them. This morning in the Denver Post, the news section, I was reading now the NFL has decided to do searches on everybody that comes into the football stadium for the game.
Well, are they afraid people are going to be bringing in steroids?
I don't know, but I know that Alex Jones has several times mentioned how
they've been doing that for a long time, Rodney. Let me tell you.
You know, the conditioning.
Half-hearted searches to let you know. See, this is conditioning to let you know that there's a police state, to let you know that, you know, you've got to get down and kiss their hem before you go to the dog and pony show known as the football games, the mass arenas here in this country. But these are the softest targets going. And if we had such a problem with these evil terrorists trying to get us and sells all over the country, as we're constantly being told, I don't see why there isn't one suicide bombing at one of these events which hold 100,000 people.
Right.
I mean, that would get, and I don't want to give anybody ideas here, and I'm certainly not condoning something like that. But again, I mean, does it make sense? Because we have a total incompetence at every level of intelligence and police and judiciary just when it counts. When we've got 9/11, or what I call the next 9/11, 9/12, we'll be told that it's total incompetence by the intelligence services. But at the same time, they have a perfect record since 9/11 in defending all the soft targets in America.
And regarding open borders, you know, isn't it kind of weird how they're instituting these searches in the football stadiums, but the border is wide open. And just a couple of days ago, Bush announced in the newspaper that he's consulted with Michael Chertoff to come up with a plan by the end of September to deal with the illegals that are flooding into the
country. The London Telegraph reports that Bush gives in to pressure over illegal immigrants, and as you say, getting together with Michael Chertoff, of course, their solution to stop illegal immigrants is to hassle Americans, certainly.
Jack, he didn't say to stop illegals. He said to come up with a plan.
The plan will be under the auspices of stopping the illegal immigration. They say they're rightly distressed. They have some policy to reverse some of their former policies on illegal immigration. But again, all I'm saying, Rodney, is the solution won't have anything to do with solving the immigration problem, illegal immigration problem. The solution will be a tighter control and a tighter police state here on Americans.
Well, as the U.S., Canada, and Mexico become one, then we can do away with illegal immigrants when we become one nation. There's a solution for you. They're no longer illegal. They're Americans at that point.
This is direct cause and effect, by the way, thanks to the Minutemen, and that's why they're trying to at least publicly rethink this. And this has to go with the fact that this is probably one of the biggest issues on Americans' minds today, as you said rightly, state of emergencies happening in New Mexico, Phoenix in Arizona, possibly California, now in Virginia, hopefully here in Texas. So the American people have this on their mind. They're tired of losing their job. They're tired of paying for these people, and it's going to be a big issue coming up for these midterm elections. So, of course, this is a big publicity stunt.
And just to add to what you're saying, Jack and Erskine, you know, we can't have the American people wide awake on this issue, and we can also send a mighty shout of praise out to Cindy Sheehan, because she's brought up another very, very hot issue, and the public relations and the way that was dealt with by George Bush that has splattered all over his face. So there's a lot of things on the plate for these people, and I agree with you, Jack. The man is maybe Rita. He's running scared right now, because when he announced a couple of days ago that he had people who didn't agree with her stance, I listened to the intonation of his voice, and he sounded like he was scared to death.
Yeah, $4.7 billion for those who missed that figure in the first hour. That's just what Texas alone pays for illegal immigration. Almost $5 billion out of our state funds here, which could be used for, obviously, I think, more productive purposes. Thanks for the call, Rodney, and go back to sleep, America. Your government is in control. Back to the phones, 800-259-9231, The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Alex. Alex will be back on Monday. Also, Erskine from Erskine Overnight. Great show here Saturday nights here on GCN. Joining us for the next hour and some odd minutes, Kim in Texas. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for holding.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to comment on TAFTA and the FTAA and the loss of our sovereignty. And if any of your listeners out there doubt that this is actually happening, then what they need to do is take a little trip with their family down to South Texas, maybe South Padre. And what they're going to see is the businesses down there, what they're flying is they fly the American, the Canadian, and the Mexican flags side by side. And what that tells me is that the people down on these border towns not only know that this is happening, but they're embracing it.
Oh, they're getting used to it, I guess. But that's a really good example. Erskine, they're flying all three flags next to each other because we're not America. We're not the United States anymore. We're not the Republic of Texas by all means. No, we are the American Union. Thanks
to
Captain.
Well, you're taking interstate, and once you get beyond Tucson, you're going to Nogales, then the roads change from miles an hour to kilometers. That's telling you how that it's gradually moving on up, and you're seeing it more and more and more everywhere you look, gradually moving up, and where they're requiring Spanish teachers to speak Spanish in Texas, it's coming very quickly. They're even meeting one day a year and holding the Texas legislature in Spanish.
Thanks for the call, Kim. We'll come back and go to Frank in Pennsylvania, Steve in Chicago. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Get those URLs out as fast as you can right now. Time is of the essence. We'll be right back after this.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Oh, the Pink Panther. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Also my friend Erskine riding with us for the next hour plus on today's broadcast. My show airs right after this program on Genesis Communications Network. It's called Deadline Live. We air Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. And that's Monday through Friday. And Erskine's show on every Saturday night, 12 midnight Eastern Time. And he takes you throughout the night with some of the best guests going out there and some of the most original commentary. I just can't imagine why, Erskine, you're not on 500 stations right now.
No, I'll tell you, it certainly is a lot of news, a lot of things to be covering
you
right
are the
now.
You're the best show in that time slot on all of radio. That includes Art Bell or anyone you might like out there. You need to really give Erskine a sample if you haven't listened to him on Genesis. Again, every Saturday night at midnight. And Erskine, do you have a website?
It's www.erskineonradio, E-R-S-K-I-N-E. E-R-S-K-I-N-E. I couldn't spell it till I was in third grade. ErskineOnRadio.com, and we try to have a lot of fun, and we also try to bring some real information to the public. And it's a mixture program. We have a lot of the same guests that you have on and that Alex has on. Plus, we try to throw in a lot of fun and some useful information that you can use. Like this weekend, we're going to be talking about the energy situation with $3 gas. This is part of the Bush undoing, is this $3 gas. When the gas prices get up this high, and what did we go into Iraq for? Everyone says for the oil, and now we've got $3 a gallon gas. To get real.
Well, and they're telling us also our heating bills will double here this winter. That was all the news this Sunday as the news cycle started for the week, Erskine. And honestly, I mean, I'm looking at the profits from the oil companies, and they're up 46% on average, every single oil company. Meanwhile, Hugo Chavez wanted to stabilize the oil, break from OPEC. He's now offering oil, cheap oil for the poor here in this country. So something can be done. Obviously, alternative energy, which I know you're going to be talking about this Saturday night. That's something, I mean, look, if we could mass produce solar panels, put them on everybody's house, and they could be as cheap as pocket computers or pocket calculators, then we would really have something. And this was the prediction back in the 40s and the 50s, is that by the time we got to the 80s and 90s, Erskine, the energy would be practically free.
Yeah,
well, that didn't
right.
happen.
But you'll find the same people are on the board of directors of Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler that are on the board of directors of the oil companies that are also owners of the banks. It all goes yeah. back to the money, money, money. That's where it all goes back to. But Americans are ingenious, and I feel like we're going to come up with our own solutions, and the heck with the oil companies. We're going to be bypassing them before very long.
Speaking of rewards and boards, we're going to hit this story in the third hour today. Tony Blair to join the Carlyle Group as a reward for his efforts in helping the globalists achieve their agenda. Let's go back to the phones, 800-259-9231. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Frank from Pennsylvania has been patiently holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show, Frank.
Yes, good afternoon. You guys have a fantastic show there, Jack, you and Erskine both, and I have a monumental suggestion. I listen to Coast AM with George Norrie, and there's been several times where he's had like a group discussion on there pertaining to different things, and I have a fantastic idea that he should get you, Erskine, Alex Jones, Dave Van Kleist, Chris Gerner, and Reverend David J. Jones, and perhaps even Dr. David Ray Griffin, and have a three-hour-long roundtable discussion pertaining to 9/11, secret societies, and to bring all this stuff out to a larger mass public awareness, because the more people yeah. that get in tune with reality instead of the corporate-controlled Borg, as Dave Van Kleist refers to it as, maybe something can be accomplished.
Hey, I'm all for it. People write and say you want Jack Blood and Erskine on that. In fact, I heard Eric Hufschmidt last night on Coast to Coast, and, you know, we'd be happy to do it. So please write them and tell them that we're available as well, and I think that's a great suggestion, Frank. Third hour of the Alex Jones Show coming your way right after this. Stay tuned.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.